Despite the wet weather, good progress was made harvest-wise here in the state of Iowa. We'll have the numbers and the outlook coming up. This is Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
USDA's National Ag Statistics Service Upper Midwest Regional Office issuing their weekly harvest progress report. And statistician Rebecca Alter says 23% of the state's soybean crop was picked in the last week.
Soybeans dropping leaves was 94% this week, 3 days ahead of last year and 5 days ahead of the average. Soybeans harvested reached 52%, 1 day ahead of last year and 7 days ahead of the average.
So an incredible pace, no doubt, and a testament to what Iowa producers can do if given the opportunity. And this coming, despite wet weather across at least part of the state as well. On the corn side of things.
Corn maturity reached 96% this week, 8 days ahead of last year and 11 days ahead of the 5-year average. Corn harvested for grain reached 30% statewide, 5 days ahead of last year and 6 days ahead of the average. Moisture content of field corn being harvested for grain was at 19%. Corn condition declined slightly to 48% good to excellent.
So in total, 12% of the state's corn crop coming out of the fields in the past week and getting into the bin. Now, USDA does not offer a yield reporting service, but numbers continue to be reported as better than expected. Of course, the debate nationally continues to be whether USDA's projection of 173 on corn needs to come down a little bit. And obviously, where they're at on beans at 50.2 is probably still a touch high as far as an average national yield is concerned. This has been Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson. Thanks so much for joining us right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.